Dr. Ed Landing. I'm state paleontologist emeritus with the State Museum in Albany. Okay. Enjoyed the discussion about global warming and the role of methane in it on AMC. And one of the callers brought up the production of methane from the seafloor. And there's a weird thing where methane, if it's cold enough, it freezes and it causes a thing called methyl clathrate. At any rate, enormous quantities of it, and if the seas warm, an enormous amount of global warming methane is produced. Methane from the frozen tundra is also a methyl clathrate. It originally comes from vegetation, but the methane freezes with water, and once that heats up, it's a straight production of methane that even produces almost volcano-like depressions. And there are about a million or so holes across Siberia and Canada where you've got this methane just venting, and at times it even flares. So this methane, there's probably even more on the sea floor, but it is an enormous problem that will increase as the temperature increases on land and in the sea. Hey, thank you.
This is Paul McMahon. I'm calling from Woodstock. My nickname for Biden is Jolting Joe. He means business and is showing it. He's setting the correct tone by reassuring the many people whose legal and other status was threatened by 45. He will implement a COVID-19 policy that will yield tangible positive results and further unify the current silent majority.
Hi, this is Betty Craig in Williamstown, Massachusetts. And I'm calling to say how much I appreciated hearing Joe Donahue's interview this afternoon with Hal Holbrook. Hal Holbrook did his one-man show at East Central State College when I was a student there in the early 1960s. It was the first professional show I'd ever seen. And to think, I mean, I'm old now, and I think of him as Mark Twain, and Hal Holbrook just died, I'm sorry to say, but he was really important in my life. Thank you.